along the Rhine in Europe. In his early adult life, he was a farm laborer, but an opportunity arose for him to become prominent among his people. The lands were troubled by a series of invasions from the south. This soul became a leader in the fight to successfully resist these assaults. One key aspect of his leadership strength was his ability to hold people's attention with the spoken word. The reading described how his own willfulness sometimes surfaced in the form of exaggerations and overstatements. For the most part, that lifetime long ago was a very positive one, full of growth for the soul. However, this tendency to exaggeration was a karmic pattern that carried over into the current lifetime. This particular reading is also one in which Edgar Cayce directly presented a statement of the soul's purpose for the present incarnation. This young man was told that he had the power to motivate and influence others through speech. His mission in life was to make the best possible use of this gift, both for his own benefit and that of others. It's interesting to see how Cayce paints a picture of his current lifetime. The strong tendency to exhibit a character fault is interwoven with the highest purposes of his soul. Another story concerns a middle-aged man who was a successful businessman in the timber industry. Again, we find that Cayce described a weakness that could be traced to a past life. This man had a problem making decisions. This tendency for indecision was related to a lifetime in ancient Egypt, during a period in which the native people were conquered by a society coming from the north. As the new king established his rule over the country, this soul, who was one of the native people, was given a job of great responsibility. He was a keeper of the outer gate for one of the walled cities. Each day, he would have to decide who could and who couldn't come in. Apparently, the soul felt divided loyalties between his new employer and his native people. The Cayce reading said that much bewilderment came to the entity through this period, not knowing to which group to cast the lot, indecision being the fault. And now, in its present lifetime in America, this soul is still trying to learn certain lessons about how to be decisive. The advice came with these words: be decisive in every phase, not foolishly so, but do not attempt to straddle the fence. Later in the same reading, the man receives some clues about the nature of his purpose and mission for the current lifetime. It involved a work of service that would use machines to facilitate international trade. The reading hinted that airplanes were involved and encouraged him in that direction, saying, "For we are entering that period where the air consciousness is to become the ruling force in man's experience." These stories illustrate two important facts about reincarnation. Current life problems can often be understood in terms of past life choices, and each soul incarnates with a purpose for that lifetime. The mission or purpose in life is both to overcome and heal certain karmic memories from the past, and to be of service to others. One Cayce reading emphasized the service dimension when it spoke of the purpose in life and how we grow spiritually. You approach heaven only by leaning on the arm of someone you have helped. Let's look at one more example of an individual who received a past life reading from Cayce. This is the story of a young man who heard about Edgar Cayce from a radio show called Mysteries of the Mind, which aired regularly out of New York City in the late 1930s. The man was a music teacher at a college for women, and his greatest problem was his eyesight. He wrote to Cayce requesting a reading. "I have only about 10% normal vision and do not see to recognize people and read with the aid of very powerful telescopic glasses. Not being able to read music and play at the same time, I have to memorize every piece before playing it." Among many other things, his reading from Cayce recounted a lifetime in ancient Persia. The soul lived as a barbarian who persecuted those whose beliefs did not match his own. On more than one occasion, he blinded his victims with hot irons. But later in life, he gave up this aggressive behavior when he found a teacher who brought hope and spiritual insight. he began to study music, and late in life became a kind of healer through the use of music. And now, in his current lifetime, he was directly experiencing both the good and the bad side of that Persian period. These examples show that karmic memories can come in many different forms. Four categories of karmic memory are mentioned most often in the Casey readings. Four areas of life where we are most likely to experience karmic influences. The physical body, characteristics of temperament, talents, and interpersonal relationships. When we think about the physical body from a reincarnationist point of view, we must be careful. Not every illness can be blamed on a previous incarnation. Sometimes we make choices and meet the physical results very quickly. In other instances, a physical weakness or difficulty may be largely the consequence of deeds or